Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audio Boom, Facebook and Twitter. Hello, and welcome to part two of Shoulder Op. And this is obviously just telling you that I'm now stuck in a Velcro sling, green in colour. I suppose it's good because that's my favourite colour. It's sort of kind of faded green, I suppose, could say. And I've got a bit that goes around the shoulder, obviously, and a bit that goes around my waist. And on part one, obviously, we got to the fact that we've been up to the brand new Southmead Hospital up there in North Bristol and have gone to Dave Theatre for the shoulder stabilisation operation. And we're running out of time, as we normally do on these booths, but I got to a stage whereby, you know, I'd come round in the recovery suite, presumably by the Golden Theatre, I don't have a clue. You're waking up, thinking, and I can remember waking up, and this is about, spending when I've been in the hospital since about 8:30, and I hadn't even gone down to the theatre to the bed just after 2, but 2:15 or something, and I've woken up, or been woken up in the recovery suite, as I say, about, give or take, 4:20. I've got a glance at the clock on the wall, and that's to see the time. And I remember obviously having that the shoulder was, well, the arm was obviously in the sling, they seem now. And I remember this sort of dull, throbbing pain in the upper arm. And normally I've got use, particularly at the Bristol Royal Infirmary, of them sort of doing it pain threshold on a scale of 1 to 10, where 0 is pain, what pain, and 10 is give me painkillers like yesterday. North Bristol NHS Trust are doing things slightly differently, in the sense that what they would basically do is they would do it on a scale of mild, medium, severe, which is, well, how the hell can you sort of judge it? Well, it's mild-ish. You know, middle mild, I suppose, is what I had to say in the end. And this nurse, Jess, nice girl. You know, she done her studies at UWE, probably at French, no doubt. And, you know, she'd gone off, and I asked her one question about it. We were just chatting, I was sort of coming around, about a bit of time of day, waiting for the pain gets to kick in. And they said the capilla in the left hand, and I think Jess had to pump in paracetamol through IV, intravenously. Even then, that wasn't helping. Previous to this, they'd given me 4 painkillers, prior to going to theatre, 4 paracetamol. And so that was the last drink of the hat pre-op, but that was about, say, 1:30-ish. And, anyway. So I was coming around in recovery suite and sort of thinking this sort of dull, throbbing pain in the right bicep. And thinking, and they were asking me every 5 minutes, how are you feeling now? How are you feeling now, Roderick? How are you feeling now? Well, no bloody difference to the last time you asked me, really. I had a scale of, world scale, about 4, 4.5. No, on that scale of, crying out loud, I'm used to that simple scale of 1 to bloody 10, right? Don't drink the system. They put some more painkillers into me, they give me an ibuprofen, and I said they put in, got into the paracetamol into the veins, and that. Eventually, these little words. And I was chatting, to take my mind off the pain, I was just chatting to this Jess lass, and, say what her ambitions were, did she want to be a nurse, did she want to be up there in the operating theatre, doing the actual operations, helping the operations, or was she more into sort of, working the recovery suites and sort of, waking people up kind of thing, and stuff like that. And, anyway, she wheeled me with a colleague down to another, presumably discharge unit, and they eventually gave me a cup of tea, and a sandwich. And we did put luck on the sandwiches because about, you know, during the fire there wasn't a heck of a lot of choice left. I mean, you'd better go down to the ground floor and use the shop opposite Costa, quite frankly, but damn. Yeah. But anyway, I took potluck and ended up with an egg mayonnaise sarnie, you know, which was quite nice. And on brown bread. And you'll be pleased to know, for all you health conscious aficionados out there, so a mug of tea. And okay, I did have sugar in the tea. I just wanted something sweet, you know, just to bring me around, just glad to recuperate with, you know. So yeah, I had that, and I was fine. And then there was Wendy, who must be the sort of, I guess, late 40s, early 50s-ish. Yeah, I'm not good at ages. But anyway, she came in and said, right, we need to get you sorted out, you know, get you dressed, get you discharged, all the rest of it. Okay, well, yeah, fair enough, yeah. So, she helped, do you want to help hand getting dressed? And, you know, well, so she took the sling off. Okay. That was a bad thing because, yeah, having got the arm in that sort of, yeah, L shape, which is, it is at this present moment, time of recording, and it was a tad painful, but anyway, it came out and she got my top on, and, you know, obviously, yeah, you do it where you had to put the bad arm in first, then the good arm, obviously, then she sort of put the sling back on. Well, I say, put, you know, attempted would be a better description. No offense to her, she was a good lady, she did try her best, but she got thwarted by this. And I hadn't had one of these Velcro things for, got to 4 years, you know, when I last had it on the left arm, you know, and which I can remember how the heck it went. And I didn't obviously put it on in theatre, so, you know, nobody about, there's no instructions for these jokes, you know, they go, dump that, but so I think the idea was you're supposed to have it under the clothing now. Truly speaking, I'm glad that it wasn't. I'm glad that Wendy took it off and put my clothing on under the sling. So I could at least have the use of the right hand, if nothing else. It's sort of pain in the proverbial, but even now, 1 week on. And so, basically, we got it back on eventually, a bit of help from colleagues and all the rest of it. And I got dressed and I had to, so I had to go to the loo. And obviously, it's like, yeah, having, I don't know what it is, whether it's just because you've been under, the brain's gone into the mindset of saying, you know, obviously, you can't go to loo now, that's it, boom. I couldn't go. I won't go. So I had a mug of tea, for God's sake, you know, and water earlier on, the afternoon, and, you know, what the, anyway. So anyway, I went back for a second attempt in the loo department. Okay, I'll spare you the graphics, don't worry. And, well, basically, it just got it there. And I managed to do something in the end. Forced it out, you know. And, anyway, went off and got back and they sort of zipped me up and did everything else. And, oh yeah, I wasn't mind you, but meant to say there was a little bit of an awkward moment when we were getting dressed, and well, they'd taken the op gown off me, and I'd still had my boxer shorts on, thinking, well, you know, I don't know, I can't remember, you're supposed to take them off pre-op, I don't know, so I kept them on, well, they were open, shall we say, and, you know, behaved a lot of you. Just to say, it was a little wardrobe malfunction moment, temporarily, took place. Anyway, that got sorted out, we got clothed, and helped me get my jeans back on. I should have brought the tracky bums, basically, because I could just pull them up, and no problem at all, you know, one-handed. Wasn't thinking, obviously, picking this to get the off done with waiting. And actually, a week on, it feels anticlimactic, you know. It's like having waited so damn long for the operation, you know. Yes, I think that's it. Okay. I'm now going to be in this damn sling, which is not too bad, but I'm going to be in it. It can't. Being right handed is a pain in the proverbial because obviously it's the right shoulder and I can just about move the right wrist. Went to the shoulder clinic yesterday, actually, for a follow up. And. they told me to do some, you know, gentle exercises, just shoulder rolls, you know, where you just gently roll the, you know, the shoulders basically, and sort of just so they get stiff, because otherwise you know, this, if you imagine you sort of clenching, another word I know, clenching your, yeah, sort of, yeah, shrugging your shoulders kind of thing, is what I'm trying to say. And that sort of, yeah, where you sort of put your hands up and it's, they get stuck. Well, obviously, you just want to sort of do that. So I've got to do that head roll, and it's basically up, looking down, so you're doing them now, live, on audio boom. Looking to the right, warm, it's a bit stiff, left rather. Now to the right, that's better. There we go. Good. That's all done. That's good. And, so, got me dressed and gave me another cup of tea. And, didn't have another sandwich, unfortunately. I think the sandwich is gone. Anyway, I knew that Dad was on his way up to pick me up. Because I was like, oh, how are you getting home? You know, well, walking out of here, hopefully. All a bit strapped up within this sling. And, you know, I got a lift. All right, good, you got a lift. And Dad had actually phoned during the day. We'd agreed he was going to phone. So lunchtime, it's late morning, early afternoon. Find out what. So, and of course, Dad hadn't even gone out to the living theatre. Twiddling my thumb, thinking, come on, what's going on here? So it's a bit tedious, you know. Even clock watching was getting a tad boring, you know. So, so with that, Wendy sort of helped me get dressed and gave me a little cup of tea and got all my bits and pieces and, you know, got me my painkillers. I've got codeine, paracetamol, and I probably haven't actually used codeine yet, in fairness. You know. And it was, then she came around and took us home. Now to get back to my flat in Bedminster and pick up my other bag, which I packed on Monday night, you know, and just tweaking the old shoulder, that's better. Nothing like a bit of live action on these audio booms. And and that was basically it. Yeah, we just sort of went home, and as I say, I've got to have this lean on for 3 weeks, three more weeks from today. Bear in mind, today was the original date of the op. Well, no, actually, if I start with today being the original date, yeah, will it be any bloody quicker? Well, I've got in there at 9 o'clock and being hanging around until mid afternoon before going to theatre. I don't know. Who knows? We is one of those business. But if you go to New South Wales Hospital, it's like a huge airport, you know, like departure land. You go, you don't get cleared, so you go to, you know, proceed to gate 24, and proceed to gate 22, and proceed to gate 12, and then go to room whatever. And so that was merely an update for you lovely folks of that we're still here. Yeah, I know I've been a bit quiet in the old audio front of late, but I just thought, you know what, give you an update on the what happened a week ago today, and that were, yeah, it's not too bad. It's, you know, it props some time. I might have to take an ibuprofen and a paracetamol, or two paracetamol and ibuprofen, depending on how severe the pain is, you know. But actually, yeah, I think I'm lucky that I've got a reasonable tolerance level when it comes to the pain threshold. You know, having had the shoulder coming out so many times, come on, you're hanging around waiting for the ambulance to cart you off to A&E, you know, you get used to that. And once again, we are running out of time, unfortunately, but just really thought I'd give you an update, as I say. Never say that again, you'll be annoyed, but you'll be now in a sling. I will be for 3 weeks, and then we'll undergo physio. But I'm hoping they're going to call me back later this week, probably, and arrange times to go and suit me, basically. Then we can start to hopefully kickstart the road to recovery. And I'll kind of see the surgeon about 3 weeks after the sling comes off. And I've got to go to my GP next Tuesday to have the stitches taken out. I've got the three little stitches there. Nicely, ow, oh God, it's painful,